I encourage you, wherever you are, to grab your Bibles as we do the reading of the Word right now. I remember Joseph, when I was a teen, told me that there's just something special about feeling the weight of the pages when you read God's Word. So that's something I've really kept with me for a long time. We're going to be reading two passages. The first is Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. And the second passage is Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 to 3. So first we're going to read Exodus 20, verse 12. Honor your father and your mother, so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. And now we'll turn to Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 to 3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. May God bless the reading of his word.
Yes, I knew Thomas as a teenager. How scary is that? Well, happy Mother's Day. We're so glad that you're joining us in this form this morning. And here at Oceanside, we strongly believe in a culture of honor. And so sometimes on these days, they're great days to set aside to give people honor when honor is due. We are to, of course, scripture tells us, honor our leaders, honor our elders, honor those who have gone before us in the faith, honor those who serve others with their lives, and most importantly, to honor each other. And here these scriptures deal with honoring our parents and honoring our mothers. And so this morning, I just want to take some time to honor women of faith and honoring the women of Oceanside. You know, we live in a culture that has become primarily a culture of dishonor, where we've become so harsh and divisive in our words and thinking, you know, that we maybe always know better than everyone else, and we're quick to judgment, and we've kind of lost a bit of the sense of honor for one another and honor for those scriptures tells us to honor. But as Christians, we are, of course, called to a different way of living, no matter which direction the culture heads. The Philippians 2 mindsets of Christ, which teaches us to, in humility, value others above ourselves. That is called the mindset of Christ. Several of our six core values that we have as a church really reflect this, including missional equipping. There are, you know, lots of new people who have been joining our church lately, which is awesome. Particularly, we can notice this at the outdoor service that we're having first-time visitors and guests coming on a weekly basis. People who haven't been to church, they're telling us, in decades, returning now that we're gathering. We're having new people join us on the live stream and all that. So we celebrate that. And maybe you're unfamiliar with our core values. You can find them on our website. We also have a little brochure when you come in person here. But the value that speaks most closely to this kind of idea of honoring one another is the value we call mutual hospitality. And I'll just read it here for you. It says that we desire that all feel welcomed, loved, and accepted here. The God of hospitality calls us to open our doors and our hearts to one another. By mutual, we mean that hospitality is a two-way street as we allow ourselves to be transformed both by giving and receiving, making ourselves vulnerable to each other, listening and confessing our sins to each other, forgiving each other, and bearing one another's burdens. Biblical hospitality causes us to treat each other with humility and compassion, valuing others above ourselves. That's the Philippians 2 reference. As in the early church, the message of forgiveness through Jesus and experience of the Spirit overcomes gender, racial, age, and socioeconomic barriers so that we testify to God's kingdom by bringing and binding people together who might not otherwise seem to have much in common. That's our core value of mutual hospitality. And you know, the Bible has mostly always been ahead of the curve in promoting honor and equality. In fact, in the mostly patriarchal culture the Bible was written in, including the Old Testament law, we would maybe expect the fifth commandment to only talk about honoring fathers or men. But the egalitarian vision of the Word of God includes here mothers or women as well, which was probably not the norm at that time. Unfortunately, throughout Christian history, we have often omitted great women of faith from the litany of the great servants of God. And this isn't the Bible's fault. It's our fault, our oversight, for we've often overlooked, omitted, or silenced the accounts in the Bible and throughout Christian history of women of God due to our bias. And sure, we may, you know, honor women, at least in modern days, for being great mothers and supportive spouses or great homemakers, and all that is important and worthy of honor. But when it comes to their spiritual leadership, we often leave them out and focus more on men of faith. So today I simply want to take some time on Mother's Day to briefly honor women of faith and highlighting their contributions. And I want to start with this litany to honor women. And it's kind of, I've edited it a bit from a common prayer or liturgy for ordinary radicals, a prayer book. So here's a litany to honor women. We walk in the company of the women who have gone before, mothers of the faith, both named and unnamed, testifying with ferocity and faith to the spirit of wisdom and healing. They are the judges, the prophets, the martyrs, the warriors, poets, lovers, and saints, who are near to us in the shadow of awareness, in the crevices of memory, in the landscape of our dreams. We walk in the company of Deborah, who judged the Israelites with authority and strength. We walk in the company of Esther, who used her position as queen to ensure the welfare of her people. We walk in the company of you whose names have been lost and silenced, who kept and cradled the wisdom of the ages. We walk in the company of the women, of the woman with the flow of blood, who audaciously sought her healing and release. We walk in the company of Mary Magdalene, who wept at the empty tomb until the risen Christ appeared. We walk in the company of Phoebe, who led an early church in the Empire of Rome, as well as Priscilla, Junia, Lydia, and other women leaders of the New Testament. We walk in the company of Perpetua of Carthage, whose witness in the third century led to her martyrdom. We walk in the company of Julian of Norwich, who wed imagination and theology, proclaiming, "All shall be well." We walk in the company of Sojourner Truth, who stood against oppression, righteously declaring, "Ain't I a woman?" in 1852. We walk in the company of all you mothers of the faith, who teach us to resist evil with boldness, to lead with wisdom, and to heal. Amen. And we or I could add so many more to that list. In our annual biography messages over the years, we've looked at Julian of Norwich, who is mentioned in that litany, and the great 20th century Pentecostal leader and pastor, Amy Semple McPherson. In the famous words of Dorothy Sayers, you know, women were first at the cradle and last at the cross. And today we want to honor their faith and devotion, as well as the faith and devotion of the women in our midst, in our congregation and in Oceanside. And part of honoring women is to make sure we give space in the church and in our worship and teaching and prayer to articulate and give thought to the experiences of women, which has been historically overlooked or kept out of Christian spirituality. So before we honor you women with a song, and in the outdoor service we have a gift as well, I'd like to read a prayer or a poem or a writing, I'm not sure what to call it, called The Wide Spectrum of Motherhood, and it's by Amy Young from her blog, messymiddle.com, and I've slightly edited it as well. But I'm just going to ask, as you're home, and whether you're listening to this live or later on a recording, just to take a moment to quiet your heart, to close your eyes, if you're able, and kind of receive this for yourself and for those around you, and the women in your life, past, present, and perhaps even future. So to those who gave birth this year to their first child, we celebrate with you. To those who lost a child this year, we mourn with you. To those who have not had children, we honor you as full members of the body of Christ and recognize those you have mothered in other ways. To those who are in the trenches with little ones every day and wear the badge of food stains, we appreciate you. To those who experience loss this year through miscarriage, failed adoptions, or running away, we mourn with you. To those who walk the hard path of infertility, fraught with pokes, prods, tears, and disappointment, we walk with you. Forgive us when we say foolish things. We don't mean to make this harder than it is. To those who are foster moms, mentor moms, and spiritual moms, we need you. To those who have warm and close relationships with your children, we celebrate you. To those who have disappointment, heartache, and distance with your children, we sit with you. To those who lost their mothers this year, we grieve with you. To those who experienced abuse at the hands of your own mother, we acknowledge your experience. To those who lived through driving tests, medical tests, and the overall testing of motherhood, we are better for having you in our midst. To those who will have emptier nests in the upcoming year, we grieve and rejoice with you. And to those who are pregnant with new life, both expected and surprising, we anticipate with you. This Mother's Day, we walk with you. Mothering is not for the faint of heart, and we have real warriors in our midst. And so we honor you and say amen. So we are all called to raise up sons and daughters of the next generation of faith, whether that's biologically as a mother or father, or spiritually through the people God has put in your life. And so this song is a prayer for the task before all of us, for God to be with us as we take on the challenge of leading a new generation to follow the Lord. So this song is called Every Mother, Every Father. May you receive it as a gift this morning.
Every mother, every father, called to raise up sons or daughters, may your heart be patient, may your mind be clear, may our God be with you and calm your fear. Every come.